Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Let's do today's 4 minutes of fire. Yesterday, I talked about the importance of eventually coaching yourself. Got some great feedback on Facebook from people who really liked that one. That came from the realization that sooner or later, we all face moments of difficulty, decision, really complex stuff, and we can avoid this. You see, you know, so many people avoiding making difficult decisions. I'm a master at this. So many times, avoidance or just delaying a difficult decision has been a real challenge for me. So I did that podcast based on my own very real life experience. But eventually you have to make tough decisions. If you want an uncommon life, you have to do things that other people fundamentally won't do. So we're going to have to get good at decision making. And look, half the time you can't know the outcome. You've just got to step up and make a choice. Now, that doesn't mean being frivolous. Frivolous is, you know, I don't care what I'm going to do. It'll all be cool in the end. We bring the best we can, but eventually you have to make the choice. And that podcast was about, what if you have to coach yourself? What advice would you give you? Sometimes just step outside yourself and ask yourself, if I had to coach someone like me, if I had to coach myself, if I had to give myself advice, what would it be? Sometimes it's just changing that paradigm and getting outside of yourself that can make the real difference. So I want you to think about that. Now, what I wanted to do in today's 4 minutes of fire is introduce a paradox. So I've just said yesterday, coach yourself. What I want to say today is reach out for as much support as possible. How can I mean both things at the same time? That's why it's a paradox. Here's what I'm suggesting. We've got to have really good people in our lives to go to for advice and guidance before we make these crucial decisions. So yesterday I caught up with a really good friend who's known me for 20 years. We've got history, wise, solid, knows their stuff, spoke into my situation, gave me some ideas, and I went forward from there. What's my point? I have about 4 or 5 key people in my life that I can go to at any time when I get really stuck. Now, a couple of these people are major global players. They're operating at the toppest end of their fields. I'm really blessed to have them in my life. But there's a couple of really simple people, just solid, you know, you wouldn't read about them anywhere, but they're wise and compassionate. Hope they can speak into your circumstance. It's really good to have people that have journeyed with you for a long time. So here's the paradox one more time. We have to make decisions. Sooner or later, you've got to step up and live life and make the tough choices. So here's my question. What are you avoiding right now? Are there decisions in your life about relationships, health and fitness, weight loss, finances, study? Is there something you're not doing that you really need to be doing? How do you coach yourself through this? Just get out your journal and say, if I had to coach myself here, what would I do? All right, so make these decisions. So many of us are just sitting on the couch. I mean, look at the entertainment options we have. Netflix, iTunes, YouTube. It's just, where does it stop? I turned on my Apple TV the other day and I was like, OMG, there's like about 60 things here I've never even seen. So it's easy for us to go to avoidance because there's so much distraction. Right, 30 seconds to go in today's 4 minutes of fire. I want you to come and follow me on Instagram, Jonathan_Doyle.co, Jonathan_Doyle.co. Come and say hi on Instagram. I want you to send me an email if you've got a question you'd like me to do a 4 minutes of fire podcast about. You can find me at Jonathan@JonathanDoyle.co. If you want me to come and speak at your business, your organization, get in touch with me. I'd love to come and speak. 10 seconds to go. That's today's 4 minutes of fire. Make the decisions. Get as much support from good people as you can. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.